seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام التودد إلى الناس نصف العقل.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, affection towards people is half of intellect.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam with his companions, we find that in response to how we should supplicate to Allah, what we should say to Allah, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam speaks about this idea. And he teaches certain du'as, certain dialogues, certain forms and manners of communication to his companions on how to communicate and have a dialogue with the Almighty Allah. In one such instance, we find that Imam al-Kazim teaches his companion to recite thus, O my protector, Allah, I have submitted to you, so do not hand me over to the enemy. I have trusted in you, so do not desert me. I have sought refuge in your vast and easy protection, so do not dismiss me. In this beautiful dua, very short, very concise, but so beautifully profound and full of spirituality and wisdom, Imam al-Kazim addresses the Almighty Allah as, O my protector. What better protector can one have than Allah? And then how humbly does Imam al-Kadhim say, I have submitted to you, O Allah, so do not hand me over to the enemy. For surely if we submit ourselves to Allah, then we are of Allah. We are now the property of Allah. We are under the care and protection of Allah. So why would Allah hand us over to the enemy? And Imam al-Kadhim says, I have trusted in you, O Allah. So do not desert me. If we trust Allah, how is it possible that Allah will leave us alone, will leave us isolated, will leave us lonely, will desert us? And that too, at the times when we need Allah the most. And finally, Imam al-Kadhim says, I have sought refuge in your vast and easy protection. So do not dismiss me from you. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
So Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam is saying there are two hujjat. One is that aql, which is daruni, which is in us, that we have, and then there is aql, which is outside, which is the hujjat of God, which is the proof of God, because there is a possibility of the internal aql being influenced from outside, the internal aql making an error. If that internal aql makes an error, then you have the imam outside, because that is why qiyas in our school of thought is not considered as a valid methodology in jurisprudence. So therefore, qiyas is your opinion, your intellectual calculation, but there is hujjat which is outside. Yes, aql is one of the hujjat. From those four, you have the kitab, you have the sunnah, you know, you have the taqreer masum, qawl masum, you have the Quran, right? And then aql as well, and consensus, which is the ijma. So aql is one of them that is there. But if this aql goes against the hujjat, it is not accepted. So you have the aql daruni, you have the aql which is internal aql, then you have the aql which is outside. And both of them needs to be in harmony for reaching or for that plight towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The emphasis on intellect, the emphasis on knowledge, the emphasis on mannerism, on adab, that's what Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, the Imams, promoted and showed in their akhlaq, in their behavior and approach things. That's why, you know, Imam is known as Kazim, who controlled that, who had hilm, which is one of the qualities of God, who had hilm. And at the same time, the empathy that the Imam had, where he took the suffering of his own self, you know, so that others may not suffer.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue, don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.